a lot of times systems don't know the impacts that they have. And, you know, when you really take a look at the history of policing, the history of American policing, the you know, in the beginning, it was used to, policing was used as a form to, as the country was going through an industrialization process, was to suppress workers' rights and suppress protests. Colonialism, right, with the Texas Rangers, killing of indigenous and Mexican people in the name of Manifest Destiny, and then slave catchers keeping folks contained, a containment strategy to keep slaves, African slaves, on the plantation. And when we look at that history and how American policing has evolved and where the current state of policing is now, you know, it's at a, American policing is at a crisis point. And so we understand the history of it, but also we understand that it can be reimagined. And we do understand that there has been an over-reliance on law enforcement, a lot of pressure actually put on law enforcement to address the multiple issues that society has no answers for. For us, we're interested in building a community-based infrastructures that actually can address a lot of the issues that law enforcement has had to deal with. And maybe they don't deal with it in the best way, but if we end our over-reliance on law enforcement, it actually leads to better health and safety outcomes